Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, November 9th.
This pie.
Yeah, baby.
It's the best one yet.
It's the best one yet. T-B-O-Y, Jack, I love what you're wearing today. You know what that looks like?
No.
That looks like an extra hour of sleep, if I'm going to be specific.
Dude, savings, Jack.
It looks great on you. Keep doing it.
You know what else looks great?
Talk to me.
Elon on Twitter letting you decide what he's going to do with $21 billion of Tesla stock.
Snackers, that's our first story. It's like a game show, but it's real life, and it's with 3.5 million participants.
For our second story, AMC movie theaters just reported their earnings, but we need to focus on AMC popcorn.
AMC, they just launched their first new big business, Profit Puppy Popcorn.
Hold the butter, I'll apply it myself.
Which means extra butter. Third story, what do we got?
No more proposed legislation.
No.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed and is about to become law.
Snackers, here's what Jack and I whipped up. How $1.2 trillion could actually affect your daily life.
I'm so excited about this mix.
This is how you do it Tuesday.
Before we hit it though, last week we talked about Zillow shutting down their house flipping operation.
We're talking a tech company that bought too many houses and now it is ditching a whole lot of houses.
But Zillow ditching house flipping is not going to stop our fantasy scrolling of homes that we can't afford on Trulia late night.
I'm sorry. 1 second, Jack. It's a 5-bedroom chateau with a Yeti-inspired outdoor patio. I'll take two.
Wait, on the beach and in the mountains? There's never been something to hit two of those filters.
Unprecedented, the first of its kind.
But we want to kick your house swiping fantasy swiping up a level or two.
And Snackers, that is why Jack and I have found the home of all homes, introducing our T-Boy Tuesday trivia question. Jack, the honors.
What is the most expensive home on earth?
What is the most expensive home? Here's a hint. It may have more bedrooms than your apartment has square feet.
Here's another hint. It is not the house that Ruth built.
Snackers, another hint. There's a garden and it's the size of your entire hometown.
The value of this home isn't measured in millions of dollars.
No, the value of this home, it's measured in unicorns.
This home is worth $3 billion, which is 1/5 of Lyft, the company.
So the answer to the most expensive, most valuable, most splurge-tastic home on the planet is...
at the end of this pod.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Elon, he just let Twitter decide if he should sell, get this, 10% of his Tesla stock in potentially the biggest tax bill in U.S. history.
This is a Hollywood twist in the debate about billionaires and taxation and Elon Musk.
Honestly, I kind of took a break from Twitter this week. Did you tweet anything this weekend?
I tweeted nothing this weekend.
I saw this cool mushroom. I like almost tweeted the mushroom. Then I'm like, my mom would enjoy this. I'll just text it to my mom.
Well, Elon's tweets this weekend were a little more meaningful and heavy than yours.
Yeah, Snackers, on Saturday, Elon tweeted a triplet of tweets, and here was tweet number one.
Much is made lately of unrealized gains being a means of tax avoidance, so I propose selling 10% of my Tesla stock.
Well, Snackers, Elon owns 17% of Tesla stock, a $1 trillion company. Ipso facto, that would be $20 billion of Tesla stock he would sell.
Tweet number two, Elon asked Twitter, do you support this, with a yes or no poll? And he noted, I will abide by the results of this poll, whichever way it goes.
Jack, I'm looking at the numbers right now, and 3.5 million people voted. 58% voted yes, you should sell $20 billion of stock. And so he's going to do this. He's going to sell this stock.
If he's a man of his word. Here's tweet number three. Note, I do not take a cash salary or a bonus from anywhere. I only have stock. Thus, the only way for me to pay taxes personally is to sell my Tesla stock.
So Elon has grown to become the richest person on planet Earth, but doesn't owe any taxes in the U.S. unless he actually sells the stock, which Jack seems like he will do.
If he's a man of his word.
So to recap, Snackers, if you woke up on Sunday morning, you checked your Twitter, you didn't see my mushroom pic, and Jack hadn't posted anything, then you would have seen all of this on Twitter.
Elon offered to sell $20 billion of Tesla stock in order to finally pay some taxes, and then he let his Twitter followers decide in a poll.
So Jack, this is basically like voting on American Idol, but for the biggest tax bill in U.S. personal history.
Funny thing about that tax bill.
Hold my LaCroix, Kelly Clarkson.
Elon's not a huge fan of taxes in general, so we were surprised by this voluntary payment.
Elon, he is in UNICEF. It turns out Elon needs $15 billion of cash by this summer.
Back in 2012, Elon was awarded some stock options, which expire this coming August.
And here's the thing, Snackers. To exercise and not waste those stock options, Elon has to put up $15 billion to pay those taxes due on those stock options.
So it looks like this isn't generous Elon voluntarily selling his stock to pay some taxes to Uncle Sam.
It's actually a necessary sale to get new stock for Elon to get even richer. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Tesla?
Owning shares of Tesla means owning shares of Elon Musk.
Snackers, Tesla stock, it actually fell 5% on Monday, and not because of anything fundamentally wrong with Tesla's car business model.
It seems the stock dropped because the CEO let Twitter followers decide on a very big personal finance decision.
And Jack, these Twitter polls are like the magic eight ball of social media.
Turns out, Elon selling stock matters to Tesla. They literally said in SEC filings, it impacts the firm when he sells stock.
And we can think of five times that Elon has tweeted something with no mention of Tesla and still moved Tesla stock.
So to recap, selling 1.7% of all the Tesla stock that's available,
which is what Elon would sell,
that shouldn't affect the stock price much.
Because it's not that much Tesla stock.
But owning shares of Tesla means owning shares of Elon.
And whatever Elon tweets. For our second story, movie chain meme stock AMC just reported its quarterly earnings.
But I love popcorn.
Okay.
And
I know
what the story is about.
We're going to talk about popcorn because Jack loves popcorn. Jack, remember when you went vegan for like 2 months, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Popcorn's vegan appropriate.
That was all you were eating. You were only eating popcorn, yeah. The kernel to calorie ratio.
No butter.
I guess you went vegan for 1 month, but you talked about it for 2 months. Snackers, AMC, it's not just a meme stock. It is the original meme stock before GameStop became the MemeStop sequel.
You want to know how AMC is doing?
What numbers are we talking about?
The stock so far this year, looking backwards, is up 2,000%.
How do you like them apples?
And yesterday, the stock jumped 10%.
I got a number, and it's 10%.
Well, they just announced results for their first quarter since the pandemic, when all of their movie theaters were open for the entire quarter.
Jack, how was the third quarter for our buddies over at AMC Movie Theaters?
It was great. Sales were more than 6 times higher than the same quarter in 2020.
Jack, how was it really? Let's dive into the script.
Sales were still 42% below the normal days of the pre-pandemic.
But investors, like slow clap, cheered this on.
Nick, they applauded like they were watching Air Force One. Yeah. Harrison Ford's like, get off my plane. Yeah.
Now, Snackers, the AMC stock, it is down a tad in after hours trading. But Jack and I, We think there's a bigger story here, a more fascinating story here.
AMC announced last week they're expanding beyond movie theaters to get this, packaged food.
Behold, AMC Theaters Perfectly Popcorn. That's a new thing.
They're opening up little retail stores and big kiosks in malls across the country starting next year.
Basically, AMC is spinning off nature's most messed with vegetable into its own separate business line. There you go.
They're not just going to sell popcorn at these shopping malls. They're also going to sell Juji Fruits and Junior Mints and M&Ms and Reese's Pieces and Sour Patch Kids.
So AMC is selling everything but the movie. This is just the concession stand.
Is it going to be like a bucket of freshly popped popcorn, or is it going to come in a bag, like pre-popped?
Well, I think you're already asking more specific questions than any of the analysts did on the earnings call.
That's true. These kiosks, though, they're going to be at shopping malls, supermarkets, and convenience stores. They plan to expand this thing.
This is literally a spinoff. It is its own thing. It is its own space.
Now, why is AMC expanding to a new business line of selling packaged popcorn outside of their movie theaters?
Well, actually, Jack, I kind of love what the CEO said. He said that this is natural and logical.
I'll tell you, the butter is definitely not natural.
Yeah. And eating an entire box of this stuff is definitely not logical.
But I'll tell you, it's smart because people prefer watching from the little screen away from AMC's big screen. But AMC still gets a piece of it this way.
So you can literally be at home watching Squid Game on Netflix, but you're going to be enjoying AMC's off-theater popcorn.
Take that, Netflix. Take that.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at AMC Theaters?
This isn't just a brand extension. It's a brand explosion.
Yeah, Snackers, Jack and I are looking at the situation here. And honestly, most brand extensions are necessary marketing costs. Like, they're not about profit maximizing.
Like when Taco Bell added their own clothing line, that was for a PR splash, not to make money.
But here's the funny thing, Jack, and I noticed when we jumped in snack style, popcorn is actually the most profitable part of AMC's entire movie business.
That's why we're calling it the popcorn profit puppy, the most pure of all the profit puppies.
And it's why we also noticed this funny quote from AMC's CEO. Fortunately for us, guests are splurging on our food and beverage offerings.
Which admittedly is quite a high margin business.
So AMC, they're not just trying to extend their brand, they're exploding their brand, and they're doing it for profits right now.
Look, popcorn's not going to save the future of the movie theater industry.
No, it's not.
But it does capitalize on AMC's current brand relevance, which is really high.
And popcorn is a profit puppy. For our third and final story, America's old and decrepit infrastructure is getting a major facelift.
We are breaking down this bill that is becoming law.
Jack, there is nothing like getting a paycheck, hitting your bank account right before the weekend. Celebrate that win.
Well, America's infrastructure just got a $1.2 trillion payday. Here's how they're splurging.
Snackers, if there was a stock in Amtrak, this would have been its biggest day ever.
Amtrak, the ambiguously public railroad entity.
What's going on over there? Can we just get some kind bars?
They're getting $66 billion in new funds, which the Amtrak CEO says is more funding than they've had in their 50 years of history combined.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to start serving RX bars and not just whatever that generic granola thing is.
There's a lot of Dunkin' Donuts on Amtrak's, but get ready for more Amtrak stops.
Okay.
Better stations. I mean, more stops in a good way, but
I know what you mean. Like places that'll be stopped.
Right. And more trains and better service overall.
Think like less rat maze Penn Station, more every other brighter, sunnier station in the country.
The stations in Vermont are very bright and very sunny.
Now, about half of this funding is going to go toward the highly focused Northeast Corridor from DC to Boston.
With Philly and New York and New Haven in between.
But there's also strategic intercity lines that are going to come around on Amtrak too.
A lot of money is going to the Phoenix to Tucson route.
Ah, the Sunbelt line.
Or the Cleveland to Columbus to Dayton to Cincinnati loop.
The Buckeye special over there.
Or the Los Angeles to Las Vegas, which makes a ton of sense for a railroad.
It makes almost too much sense. It's actually concerning. They may want to do less in this situation. Now, Snackers, the rest of this over $1 trillion with the T dollars in funding, it felt like the climax of a live Oprah recording.
You're getting a billion. You're getting a billion. You're getting a billion. But it's money for the old stuff that we just kind of really desperately need fixed.
Jack, we're getting $65 billion for broadband internet across rural America.
If you're going to zoom into sixth grade, you need to be able to download The Giver.
Yeah, except for that guy on the cover. He's kind of freaky.
$55 billion for water systems, $25 billion for airports, $73 billion for the power grid.
Snackers, we got 45,000 American bridges in poor condition. This is supposed to be their prescription.
Now, most of the funding for this bill is just unused COVID relief funds, which sounds amazing.
But with a price tag in the trillions, again with the T, it's going to add some to the deficit.
Yeah, $270 billion or so.
So Snackers, the overall stock market, it was up on word of this weekend bill because the economy, it's basically a playing field.
Amazon, UPS, FedEx, if their trucks can't get across our bridges because they're broken, that's an economic problem. Getting fixed with this bill.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the entire American economy?
This mega deal is part one, but there might not even be a part two.
Snackers, this bill, it was mostly passed by Democrats, 94% and 72% of the yay votes.
This is a hard infrastructure bill. It's the old-fashioned nuts and bolts putting the hammer to the nail.
But some liberal Democrats aren't happy and want more ambitious, transformative, build back better laws.
They want the soft infrastructure bill, the childcare, parental leave, healthcare, and climate change initiatives.
But that soft infrastructure, that might not ever get passed because the Democrats might not even have the votes for it.
That second bill might not happen, but this first bill is still the most major investment in public works since Eisenhower's interstate highway system.
Snackers, let that sink in. This hard infrastructure bill is the biggest investment in public works in over half a century.
And the impact will ripple through the economy for decades in a good way.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us before we hit that T-Boy Tuesday trivia?
Elon is selling 10% of his Tesla stock because Twitter voted to.
Tesla stock fell because Tesla stock is stock of Elon.
AMC Theaters is growing, but sales are still 40% off from the normal days.
Popcorn, profit, puppy. Three words, Jack Mouth Waters.
Third and final story. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill just passed, and it's about to be signed into law by the president.
There might not be a part two, but part one is still historically huge. Now, time for our snack fact of the day, which is the answer to our T-Boy Tuesday trivia question. What is the most expensive home on earth? And the answer...
I don't know the answer yet.
Jack doesn't know.
I think, though, can I guess?
No.
I think it's Leonardo DiCaprio's Aspen Ski Chalet.
First of all, great use of the word chalet. Second of all, snacker Savannah Westwood from Orlando has informed us that the most valuable expensive home on earth is Buckingham Palace.
Oh, of course it is.
It's owned by the British royal family, and it's made up of 775 rooms, 78 bathrooms, 92 offices, 19 staterooms, and get this, it's in the middle of London.
Hold up. If we're playing by those rules, what about St. Peter's Basilica?
Okay, I don't like what direction you're going in. You're messing with the whole snack fact answer here, Jack. You can't just change things up here. It's in some kind of like popcorn order.
Snackers, that's today's pod. Thanks for listening. Nick and I are going to ask you to HYHYSD.
Yeah, just go to your buddies and be like, hey, have you had your snacks daily?
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
That's how you grow the pod. And if you know, you know. Now, before we go, we want to wish happy birthday, a 29th birthday, to Hallie Shaw in lovely San Francisco.
You are almost halfway done right now with your birthday scavenger hunt.
But here's the thing. For your next clue, no podcast, you're going to have to talk to someone.
Happy birthday to Trisha Paul in Boulder, Colorado.
And Billiam Davis down in Blackwood, New Jersey.
Happy birthday, Jacob and his golden retriever in California.
And little snacker Carson David just was born in Pittsburgh.
Happy birthday to two-month-old Camilla Camelini in the great city of Austin.
And Rosie McQuaid just turned 1 year old in Sandy, Utah.
Happy second birthday to Callista Finn in Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
We have a lot of toddler snackers today, Jack. And congratulations to Aaron Hendry, who just got into med school in Morristown, New Jersey.
Happy 8 years together to Grant and Nicole in Ohio.
And Natalie and Nick Johnson just got married in San Francisco. Guys, let's see some pics.
If you're celebrating something today, make sure it's a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Netflix and Amazon. Nick and I both own stock of Zillow. Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors, who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC, and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc., Robinhood Financial LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal, and past performance does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Dude, great work. And that was a great muhaha. It really made clear that was part of the quote too. That was really good. That was really good.
Thanks, man. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.